Hey, welcome. Today we're building impact layers for drum and bass inside Ableton Live. This is a beginner-friendly walkthrough focused on making one-shot impacts that land hard at 174 BPM with a deep low end, a mid punch, a sharp top transient, and a wide atmospheric tail. I'll guide you through the whole chain, give practical settings, and drop coach notes so you can make usable variations fast. Quick overview. An impact is a layered one-shot used for drops, bar transitions, and emphasis. Think of four roles: sub for the low thump, body for the meaty mid punch, click for the transient snap, and tail for atmosphere. We'll put these four layers into an instrument rack so you can tweak them with macros and reuse them across your arrangement. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track, rename it Impact Rack, and drop in an instrument rack. Open the chains and make four chains. Name them 01 sub, 02 body, 03 click, and 04 tail. Silence everything for now. This helps you focus on each role. Sub layer. On the sub chain, drop operator. Set oscillator 1 to a sine wave. In the amplitude envelope, set attack to 0, decay around 300 milliseconds, sustain 0, release around 80 ms. Add a pitch envelope for that classic thump, amount around minus 24 semitones, pitch envelope decay about 120 ms. Keep unison off and make this mono. After operator, add EQ 8, optionally high pass at 1825 hc to remove an audible rumble, then low pass around 120 to 160 hc so the chain lives purely in the sub. Add a utility and set width to 0%. Level the chain so a single hit sits roughly around minus 12 to minus 6 dB on your master meter. We'll refine later. Body layer. On the body chain, use simpler, in one-shot mode, and load a kick or a kick pie sample with mid presence. Set attack tiny, decay 400 to 600 ms. Chain order. Simpler. Drum bus. EQ 8, glue compressor. In drum bus, try drive 4 to 8 and boom 2 to 4 to fatten the lows. Set transient 4 to 8 to sharpen the attack. In EQ 8, high pass at about 30 hc, at a gentle boost of 3 dB around 80 to 120 hc if that helps, and cut any boxy region at 300 to 500 hc. Glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, attack 6 to 10 ms, release on auto, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This is your meat. Center it and make it punch. Click layer. On click, use simpler loaded with a snare top, rim, or metallic transient. Make decay short, between 30 and 100 ms. Add saturator set to soft clip and drive 3 to 6 dB. Then EQ 8 with a high pass around 400 hc and a presence boost between 2 and 6 khc, 3 to 6 dB. Add a fast compressor with attack 1 to 3 ms. Release 50 to 150 ms. Ratio around 4 to 1 to tighten the snap. You can add slight stereo width, but keep the attack mostly centered so it cuts through mono. Tail layer. On tail, use a reversed cymbal or a textured pad inside simpler. Give it a small attack, maybe 10 to 30 ms, and a long decay, 1.5 to 4 seconds. Chain idea. Simpler, auto filter for movement, reverb or hybrid reverb, ping pong delay, then EQ 8. This audio version is shortened for playback.